A bomb ripped through a Palestinian high school in the West Bank village of Jabba outside Jenin this morning, wounding 15 teenagers. A right-wing group identifying itself as Revenge of the Infants claimed responsibility for the attack. Israeli police, however, have responded saying there is no evidence indicating that the group is responsible for the bombing. This as last night Israeli Air Force shot three missiles into a Gaza City neighborhood in a targeted assassination of a suspected Hamas military operative. Kristen S. has more from Gaza City, where Palestinians say Israeli policy of extrajudicial killings is against international law and are killing too many Palestinians.
At 8 p.m. last night, an Israeli military F-16 swept over Gaza City, shooting more than 40 flares into the night sky, while three Apache helicopters fired missiles into a civilian car in the densely populated El Zaytun neighborhood in an extrajudicial assassination of Saeed Arabid and Ashraf al-Halabi from the military wing of Hamas. 20 minutes after firing into the car, Apache helicopters fired two more missiles into the crowd. Ramiz Yunus, field worker from the Al-Mazen Center for Human Rights, describes what happened.
They shelled the car by three missiles. After about 20 minutes, the Apaches shelled another time by two missiles. In this incident, this time, a lot of people who were crowded and watching what happened was injured and killed.
A man standing with hundreds of Palestinians in the smoke-filled streets looks at the blown-off shoes littering the ground and says, "I live here." Another man at the scene says, "The Israelis won't make peace with us, even if we change our government."
There are five martyrs, 47 injured, and many undergoing operation.
By the end of the night, seven Palestinians died from the attack, including a 13-year-old boy whose lower face was blown apart. A doctor tending to the wounded in Gaza City Shifa Hospital says that the Apache missiles were fired into the crowd, causing great injury.
You know what they did? They passed the F-16 to cover the Apache.
Many Palestinians say that the situation here was just as desperate before all eyes turned toward the war on Iraq. In the past, the Israeli military used undercover units, booby-trapped telephone booths, and like the recent attack in Gaza, Apache helicopter gunships to shoot missiles into residential areas of the occupied West Bank and Gaza. Even as Israeli forces call these targeted assassinations surgical strikes aimed at an individual, many Palestinian bystanders, often children, are casualties. Last fall, Israeli forces dropped a one-ton bomb in another residential neighborhood of Gaza City, pointed at the then-head of the military wing of Hamas, Salah Shahada. 17 people died, half of them children. As scores of Palestinians are injured and killed when the Israeli military pursues an extrajudicial assassination, more and more Palestinians call on international intervention. Mahmoud Abu Rami, one of the coordinators of the Al-Mazen Center for Human Rights, says that there have been over 25 targeted assassinations, killing countless more, in the Gaza Strip in the past 2 years. The Israeli practice, although illegal under international law, is on the rise, and many here fear will escalate while international attention is diverted to the U.S. military campaign in Iraq.
In the Gaza Strip alone, there have been almost 25. So the assassination policy is a declared policy by the Israeli government and also by the Israeli Supreme Court, which dismissed two appeals to stop the Israeli occupation forces from killing Palestinians extrajudicially. The United Nations principles on effective prevention and investigation of the extra-legal, arbitrary, and summary executions. It prohibits any kind of extra-legal killing of people. Israel is taking advantage of the war on Iraq, and many people will not even hear of this, and that's really sorrowful.
As of 6 o'clock this morning, Israeli occupation forces have reinvaded the northern Gaza Strip area of Beit Hanun, killing 3 and injuring 10, most of them children. Palestinians continue to gather around television sets and are disheartened at the latest developments in Iraq. For Free Speech Radio News, I'm Kristen S., reporting from Gaza City, occupied Palestine.
Free Speech Radio News is produced by Kapta Mesta at the studios of Pacifica Station KPFT in Houston. Headline editors are Randy Zimmerman and Nell Abram at WMNF in Tampa, Florida. Technical producers are Jade Paget-Seekins and Pauline Bartolone at Pacifica Station KPFA in Berkeley. Josh Chaffin is our DC editor at Pacifica Station WPFW. With support from Vanessa Tate and Leslie Holmes. You can visit FSRN online at www.ssrn.org. I'm Deepa Fernandez.